Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. Thank you for those watching live stream. Lord, we ask that you continue to speak to our hearts, increase our understanding with wisdom and knowledge and revelation. And Lord, again, we lift up those in Ukraine and those in Russia. We pray for salvation. People are calling upon the name of the Lord and being saved over there. Let that increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Let's look at this. So now, we said, give me verse 21, if you could. Remember we talked about the flesh last week, and the flesh wants to occupy. It wants to take over everything. So you have to be intentional to make decisions and develop self-control. I didn't talk about self-control yet, did I? Self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So self-control... Look, if we don't have self-control, think about this. It says in Proverbs that a man who does not have control, self-control, is like a city with broken down walls. Cities had walls around them for protection, so the enemy couldn't get in. So what he's saying there is when we don't have self-control, we're like a city with broken down walls. So what happens when we don't have self-control? Your own appetite. You will destroy your own body with your own appetite. You will destroy your relationships with your own words and your speech if you don't have self-control. You will destroy your marriage if you can't control your sexual appetite. See that? You'll make wrong decisions that take you in places you didn't want to go. When you don't have control over your emotions and over your decision making. You see that? If you make emotional decisions all the time, they're going to take you places you don't want to go. But when we have self-control, the Holy Spirit works. Now we're protected. It's like having walls of protection around us. See that? So that's what the flesh, it works through those broken walls. All right. So look, only thing it produces is shame. A That's what the flesh produces. Shame. For the end of those things is death. All right. Now, let's go to, remember we saw the word lawlessness in there? Did you see that? Where was that? That was in verse what? There it is, 19. Very good, Tim. He's paying attention. For just as you presented your members, that's your body, slaves of uncleanness. So this is what you did before you were born again. And lawlessness leading to more lawlessness. So now present your members as slaves to righteousness for holiness. See that? Now we present ourselves slaves to God in righteousness, not lawlessness. The reason I'm putting an emphasis on lawlessness, we're going to talk about that a little bit more today. And we need to, because the Bible says lawlessness is abounding. And this is what causes the love of God to grow cold. And this is where we need to grow and mature in the love of God. How we're, see, God, how people treat you, God is not, God will take care of them. Always. How many times? Always. You never have to get anybody back. You never have to get them told. You never have to vindicate. God will do that part. Here's what God holds you responsible for, how you respond to them. See that? And he wants that in his love. He wants you to have that love towards them in your response. See that? So you, if someone mistreats you, you immediately forgive them. Immediately. Not, you don't put it off and say, I'm going to think about this. No. You forgive them immediately. And what that does, it starts to protect you. Now you're growing in the love of God. Now, give me Matthew 24 real quick. Verse 12. But you know what? Actually, Tim, can you give me verse 10? And then we'll go 10, 11, and 12, and 13 real quick. And then many will be offended. He's talking to the church. People in the church, not the world, people in the church. Now listen, many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Now how are they going to deceive many? Pay attention. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. You hear that? What causes the love of God to grow cold? Lawlessness. You know, the Bible talks about in 2 Thessalonians, the Antichrist is the lawless one. He's the lawless one. So he works through lawlessness. See this? This is something we got to understand. Now look. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So, I don't want my love to grow cold. I want it to get stronger and stronger. Just like my love for Donita, I want it to grow and grow and grow. So I'm going to foster that. I like it to be strong and hot. You know, hot love. We're supposed to be on fire in love. You see that? I'm telling you the truth. So this is the way we're supposed to be. Because that's what the agape love is. Now, so, think about this. One of the ultimate tests that you will take in the hour that we live in is this test will be your obedience and faithfulness to God. Or you will fall into the ranks of lawlessness. You see, I can't watch the news long because of all that's coming out of there. It's like lawlessness is crazy. And I'm not being religious. Oh, you lawlessness. You know, it's like it's going crazy out there. But you see, it's abounding. It's really increasing. And so you and I have got to pay attention. If we don't, that'll get in us. And then we go echo all that. We're not supposed to have that. We're supposed to have good news. That person that's broken and hurting at work, you're supposed to have good news towards them. When they're full of anxiety and worry and depression, it says anxiety in the heart causes depression. Good word makes the heart glad. Proverbs 12:25. You should have a good word to share with them and help them in their heart. You see that? But if you're not prepared and walking in the love of God, you won't have that. You see that? Because lawlessness will be controlling you. Because you got your mind on yourself. That's what lawlessness does. It keeps you fixated on yourself. Now, because love is the power and the greatest force behind all good, only those who truly love God will remain loyal and faithful. Because lawlessness will abound, most people's love will grow cold. It's the cause and effect. If you're just letting things go, watching the news, and you're not intentionally growing and intentionally being connected in church and hearing the word of God prophesied over you and intentionally receiving that, the love of God's going to grow cold in you. Am I making sense? And then you won't have the power when you need it. And it won't affect your children when they need it. They need you to keep that going, to demonstrate to them. Because they're going to do what you do, not what you say. We need to ask ourselves, are we allowing our moral standards to erode along with the world's? Where am I headed? Am I headed towards greater unity and obedience to the Lord? Or am I moving towards a greater disobedience and lawlessness? Remember, Matthew 24 was written to believers, not the world. So, we must think about that. The love of God is growing cold because of lawlessness. Ask yourself, is my love for God growing and getting stronger, or is it getting weaker? Remember, the flesh works through our weakness. Or is it getting weaker? Is our love for God being eroded from all of the increase of lawlessness? We can stop that by just staying hungry, growing in the love of God. And the more you stay in that, see, you're doing the will of God. It's the will of God for you to walk in His love. This is the will of God. It says in Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God, walk in love. Walk in love. The word walk means to encircle, be surrounded by, back, forward, over top, underneath, in the love of God. See that? Now, pay attention. Uncleanness and impurity leads to lawlessness. And when you yield yourselves to uncleanness and impurity, the result is an increase of lawlessness. I have heard people say, I've been married 25 years and I've been faithful for 25 years. And they are addicted to pornography. But they're married. You know what? You can be mentally and emotionally, you can have mental and emotional infidelity. Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. That's called uncleanness. Uncleanness does what? Leads to more lawlessness. Pornography is one of the biggest problems today in the church, in our world. It's on their phone. I mean, you can get your phone out, and you can look up anything, anytime. Here's the way it is. If you're married, you ought to give your phone anytime to your spouse. If you say, I'm not going to let you have my phone, you're hiding something. If you're saying, that's my business, and you're not getting my phone, that right there, it is your business. If you're married, it's all their business. You're their business. See, if you want paradise, you got to start doing it God's way. Am I making sense? So hiding something, and this is a problem. This is a big problem in our world today. This is one of the reasons I'm addressing this, because the word adultery, fornication, you know what it means? The Greek word? Pornos. It's where we get the word pornography. And adultery, when a woman commits adultery, in the Greek language, means she's a prostitute. Doesn't mean she's charging anything. She's prostituting her body. That's only because it's outside of marriage. Adultery can only happen outside of marriage. But in marriage, shoot, everything goes. In marriage, you see that? You should be enraptured. You should be intoxicated with her love. Then you don't have to. Am I making sense? When a man commits adultery outside of marriage, he's pursuing a prostitute. That's what that is. That's why it's only established for marriage. Sexual relations is only for marriage. If you're a young lady here, and that man hasn't put a ring on your finger, and a license, don't you let him touch you. I'm going to tell you, when you do that, you're stepping into something you don't have any idea, the evil you're inviting into your life. Demons, I mean, things that come in, psychological, that's one of the biggest. This is why depression is one of the biggest problems in our world today. There's more depression now than ever there's ever been. This is out of control. The phone has brought a lot of this. And we're not blaming the phone, because you got to make a choice. You don't have to look at it. If you love God, you won't look at it. Now look, when we give way and open door to the lust of the flesh, which is uncleanness and impurity, the door is wide open to lawlessness. And the first thing that erodes is the love of God. First thing. Uncleanness makes the love of God grow cold. See, when the love of God has grown cold, it affects you. It affects your attitude. It affects everything. How you treat people. How you treat your children. It affects everything. Because you see, when you have the love of God flowing through you and functioning through you, you give grace and mercy to people. And it makes you attractive. When you don't have that love, you get pretty ugly. Stone ugly. Go with me to Galatians 5:16 real quick. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, all of our inheritance, all that God has for us, is in the Spirit. Because we're spiritual beings. He created men, male, and female in His image. Spirit. God is the Spirit. God is the Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are spiritual beings. So all of our inheritance is in the Spirit. See? But when we're not born again, it becomes in the flesh. That's our inheritance. Misery. Uncleanness. See that? That's all connected to the first Adam. Adam. The fall. Am I making sense? And that's why we want to pursue and keep moving forward, and growing and maturing in the love of God. Now look. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lewdness. You can stay right there. Stop right there, because I'm going to, for the sake of time. Okay? You see that? That's what the works of the flesh produce. Uncleanness. Fornication. Adultery. Lewdness. Lewdness means no restraints. No restraints. Anything goes. With anybody, anywhere. That's what that's talking about. That's what the flesh does. So now, like I said, a woman that commits adultery is in the Greek language, and that's the original, they're a prostitute. When you have sex outside of marriage, you're prostituting yourself. See that? When you're a man and you have sex outside of marriage, you're pursuing a prostitute. Doesn't have to be money involved. Just looking for romance and emotional pleasure outside of marriage. But when you have agape, it's one person. It's my wife. It's my husband. And I'm intoxicated. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing this? This is why people have mental breakdowns. This affects you psychologically. It affects you socially. It affects every area of your life when you don't understand this. This is why I'm bringing understanding to this area. Remember? Proverbs 2, 10 and 11. When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. When you understand, you don't want to go that way no more. You don't want nothing to do with it because it's too good. God puts his anointing on it and jeepers. Are you with me? I mean jeepers. Yeah. Watch this. If we stop growing and maturing and are not growing in the Spirit, which is accomplished, how's that happen? By crucifying the flesh. The song Ryan was saying, the cross has the final word. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. You're going to have to die to yourself. And that includes your fleshly wants, needs, and desires. See this? If you pursue just to do the things that aren't evil, you will remain weak. You will remain weak. We must grow in God's love. We must. Because it just doesn't come natural. Listen to me. Because it's supernatural. It's above the natural. The word super means above. It's above the natural. And that's what we need. We need God's supernatural love. That's where the power is in our life. 1 John 3, real quick. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. We're going to look at that again in a week or two. Whoever commits sin also commits what? Lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. All right. The greatest enemy of godliness And the greatest power of destruction will come through lawlessness. Let me say that again. The greatest enemy of godliness and the greatest power of destruction will come through lawlessness. Remember, lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. You're doing it willfully. Go with me to Matthew 7:22. Pay attention. Remember, this is going to cost you if you pay attention, right? So you're going to have to pay for some of this today. It'll cost you. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? And done many wonders in your name? This is Jesus talking now. This is the one we're following, where we want to emulate and we want to be an example of. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Remember, what's the word practice mean? To teach. So, see, that's the good news of repentance. If you find yourself in lawlessness, or you can repent. Remember, change your mind and get back right with God. And it says in Acts 3:19, repent so times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. God refreshes you when you repent and you change your mind towards his way. See that? And it keeps you, remember, metanoia. Metanoia is the word repent. That's metanoia. Change your mind. You've changed your mind, and so now you're not going to experience paranoia. Paranoia means you're coming up with thoughts and ideas from your own, and it creates paranoia. Fear. Depression and discouragement. Thoughts that aren't from God. You've paired up with them, and that's what you're doing. All right. So, think about this. Is it possible to cast out demons, for miracles to work through you? Is that possible? To cast out demons and prophesy over people and still be in lawlessness? Yes, it is. That's why I said he's getting ready to drop one. It's possible. You can be full of lawlessness and miracles work through you, and you can cast out demons and you can prophesy. That's because, listen, what you say is not evidence of God. It's not what you say. It's not even what, it's, here's what it is, the fruit. See, it's the fruit. You can practice all that. That's why Jesus said, you've done all these things, but I don't even know you. See, you can only know Jesus through the truth.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.